Hello, you're listening to the Daily Commute Podcast with DJ Chuang. It's April 15th, and I'm just leaving the house. The first few podcasts will be partly sound check, partly thought sharing, and I appreciate you tuning in and downloading this MP3 file. Today, I am using a small handheld voice recorder device by a little Korean company, MyVoice. It's the DMR918SU model, and it's a really handy pocket recorder, and it records right to digital, although it doesn't do it in a MP3 format or WAV format. It records in its own proprietary kind of a format, which I have to go through, I believe, two iterations of conversion. But I think you'll notice that the sound quality may be better in some ways. There won't be the popping noise from my previous podcast recording method. And at the same time, you might find that it picks up more ambient noise. And that's because my previous method of recording using a Trio 600 and a headset by Shure QuietSpot has a noise cancellation feature built in, whereas this one is straight mic to recorder kind of deal. It is still hands-free, so those of you concerned about my safe driving, not to worry. I'm using a lapel mic, and both hands are on the wheel, eyes on the road. Well, today I wanted to share a little bit about myself. I'm 39 years old this summer, and born in Taiwan and came to the United States when I was 8 years old, and I've lived in America for the past 31 years, mostly on the East Coast. We immigrated into Bethesda, Maryland, and lived here for about 3 years, and then moved to Winchester for my middle school and high school years. I attended Virginia Tech for college. I majored in electrical engineering, but with a geoscience minor. The courses I took is now called a computer engineering degree. I worked a couple years as an engineer and then went to seminary at Dallas Theological Seminary for 5 years. Worked a couple of years in Raleigh, North Carolina as a youth director at a Chinese church. And then moved up here to Northern Virginia to be on staff with a Asian American, multi-ethnic kind of a church plant as an associate pastor. So it was executive pastor was my title. And that was kind of a new vogue title that was going around the pastoral circle. And now in hindsight, I realize that as a particular technical as well as professional meaning to it, but at the time it was still undefined information, so we kind of just adopted that. Basically, I was a utility player. I did everything else that the senior pastors and the ministry leaders did too. I filled the gaps, and let's see, that was, I finished my pastoral side of my career life about, boy, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, and actually halfway through my time on pastoral staff, I started working part-time, again as an engineer, a web developer at AT&T, and then when I left the pastorate, I started working at American Bible Society as well as the L-Squared Foundation. L-Squared stands for Leadership and Legacy for Asian Americans. And I've been working these two jobs for the past 4 years or so now. And I do hope it's not a long-term thing, but that's the situation I'm in right now. And part of it is good because it provides the cash flow. It takes care of the family needs, their cell phones are nice to know that I'm needed and I'm useful in those places. One of my dilemmas has always been trying to match my interests and passions with my career. And I have to admit that it is still elusive for me. Well, that's a quick rundown on my life. I got married on the Sunday immediately after my graduation from seminary on Saturday. So, believe you me, it was a very crazy weekend. It looked good on paper, you know, with family members in town for the graduation. We just added the wedding on top of that. But the 6 months prior to that took a toll on me physically. And so the summer, immediately after we got married, I really just laid low and took a break from life. Kind of did a re-entry into real life after 4.5 years of seminary. Now with that as a backdrop, let me do a little compare and contrast between my Asian heritage and the American culture in which we live. My parents are Chinese from mainland China, and they're very typical traditional Chinese people. I'm the oldest of three boys, and partly nature, partly nurture, partly some random factor, I tend to think outside the box. And so that doesn't particularly appeal to the traditional or conservative-minded people. But I have to be who I am, so it may come across difficult to read for people who want an easy handle on life. And even for me to give a quick rundown on my bio or my story or where I came from, it's difficult because, you know, how can you fit 39 years of your life into a 3-minute story or testimony? It just doesn't seem right. But I gave you some points of reference, at least academically and career-wise. And, what was I saying? Oh, compare and contrast between the cultures. So, earlier this week, we were talking about some of the similarities and differences. And one of the things that gives you a lens or a perspective on how we see ourselves in the world, that aspect of a worldview, can be revealing about how we participate and how we live and how we work and how we act in the world. So if you look at a typical piece of Asian art, particularly a painting or a watercolor, you'll notice there's grand landscapes or very detailed pictures of flowers or horses. I've noticed a lot of Chinese art that depicts horses galloping along or some other animal. But when the art involves people, people are drawn as little tiny pawns with this grand background of landscape and nature. Compare that with typical Western art, where people are depicted. You have many more portrayals of people, not just as portraits, but people acting upon their environment. The grand picture that comes to mind is the Sistine Chapel with God and Michelangelo, and you in art school, particularly Western art school, my understanding is that there's classes dedicated to the human form and how you draw the muscles and the positions and the body parts, and you want to depict that very vividly in a very detailed way. And so it seems to me that Western art depicts the human being as, in some sense, the center of the world. The world revolves around the human being. Not necessarily to over-elevate, but certainly to accentuate the role of the human being in the midst of the world. And that, to quote Shakespeare, the world is merely a stage and we are actors in it. That's not a verbatim quote, that's my paraphrase that comes to mind at the moment. And so you see men and women as actors, as active participants, acting upon the world, acting upon society. Whereas in more of the Asian culture, particularly Chinese, I'll just speak to the Chinese heritage and perspective on life, that man is a part, and the art would seem to suggest that man is a small part of all of creation, of all of nature, and the emphasis perhaps would be upon the harmony that man and women can have with nature, with creation. And so how does that inform and how does that impact what we do in life, career-wise, and developing new initiatives or things that we do? Let me suggest that with that perspective, that man is a small pawn in a big landscape, there will be a tendency to do smaller things because the world is so big. And that's true in one perspective. When you look at how big a person is compared to how big trees are and how much land there is, yeah, we are small. But when you zoom in the camera and you see the human potential for doing something, for accomplishing something, for making a difference upon the environment, you see it in the creation that man is capable of in the urban landscape. I mean, all of that is man-made stuff. And so, to capture the thought that how we see ourselves as human beings, whether as small pawn making a small difference, or as people with tremendous capacity to act upon the environment, to do good for our fellow men and women, to build things that would be helpful to people and to the world, it would seem to me that that gives an additional motivation to realize that potential, to see that potential, and to act on that potential. So, connecting the dots to my own story, I struggled and still struggle to a lesser degree, but still very much a struggle in deciding and going all out with my career development and my work, is that I tend to see myself as a small pawn on a big landscape. And what that means is I will be hesitant. There's a part of me that hesitates to really go out and make a difference in the world. To really make some decisions and go in a particular direction for a long term of time to be the actor that I can be upon society, upon the world. Well, there you go. That's my thought for the day on this daily commute, April 15th, 2005. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.